This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Both houses of federal parliament begin deliberations on government's policies and programs. Election commission unveils final election results of 749 local levels and UK Prime Minister says he will not resign over party's report. Now the news in detail. Deliberation on government's policies and programs for coming fiscal year 2022-23 has begun in the House of Representatives today. President Vidyadeva Bhandari had presented the government's policy and program document on May 24. During his address to the joint meeting of both of houses, the Federal Parliament on May 24, Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba had presented a proposal to start deliberation on the government's policies and programs, putting forth his in the beginning of today's meeting, CPNUML Parliamentary Party Leader K.P. Sarma Oli commented that the government's policies and programs were tasteless. Former Prime Minister Oli criticized the government's policy and program document, saying it has expressed mistrust towards the state mechanism. He also accused the government of failing to conduct local-level election in a peaceful and fearless environment. The National Assembly has begun deliberations on the government policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year 2022-23. The policies and programs for the new fiscal year were presented by President Vidyadeva Bhandari before a joint session of the Federal Parliament on May 24. In today's session of the Upper House, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Govinda Sarma Koirala, on behalf of Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba, proposed a meeting to hold discussions on the government new policies and programs. Taking part in the deliberations, Bhairab Sundar Shrestha, Sekhar Kumar Singh, Bhagwati Neupani and Bimala Ghimire, who have proposed amendments to the policies, defended the amendment proposals. They allege the recent local level elections were held in unjust way despite the government claim that it was peaceful. The Election Commission has unveiled the vote count results of 749 local levels out of 753 so far. As per the latest update, Nepali Congress has secured wins in 327 local levels, the CPN-UML in 205, CPN-Maoist Centre in 121, Janata Samajwadi Party in 21, CPN-Unified Socialist in 12 and others in 63 local levels. The counting of votes in Kathmandu Metropolitan City has reached the final stage. Counting of votes in wards number 14 and 15 is on the way. According to District Election Office Kathmandu, the results have been made public in many wards and the counting in the remaining two wards has reached its final stage. Similarly, according to the results so far, independent candidate Balinder Saha has maintained his lead in mayoral post, while CPN-UML candidate Sunita Dongol is likely to win the post of deputy chief. The vote count result of all 18 municipalities of Rourkela has been made public. The results of all the 18 municipalities of Rourkela have been made public after the results of the last Garuda and Fatua Vijaipur polls became public. In Rourkela's Fatua Vijaipur, the Nepali Congress has won the chief and deputy chief, while the CPN-UML has won the Garuda municipality chief and Nepali Congress has won the deputy chief. Gopal Rai Yadav of the Nepali Congress won the mayoral post with 4,851 votes and Amdeva Khatun won the deputy chief post with 5,162 votes. Their contender Vijay Yadav of the CPN-UML got 3,361 votes and 3,668 votes for the post of a deputy mayor. Similarly, Kantamani Prasad Kalwar of CPN-UML got 4,564 votes for the post of a Garuda municipality chief and Poonam Kumari Chaudhary of Nepali Congress got 6,703 votes for the post of deputy chief. Four persons were killed in a road accident at Sisni of Atbis municipality of Dahi Lake on Wednesday night. Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office Dahi Lake, Bhuvaneswar Saha, said the deceased have been identified as Prem Sunar and Kasiram Pandi of Dulu municipality 9, Gan Bahadur Bum and Dhankala Sahi of Palatarula municipality 3 of Calicut district. The bus heading towards Nepalganj from Calicut met with an accident at Sisni of Atbis municipality of Dahi Lake on Wednesday night. Similarly, those injured in the accident have been receiving treatment at a local health post and Karnali Provincial Hospital, Surkhet. A woman has died in a road accident involving an ambulance at a place called Duikilo on the Lamo Sagu Jiri road section. The ambulance operated by Khari Chaur Savings and Loan Cooperative Society met with an accident last night. According to District Police Office, the deceased has been identified as Manamaya Kharka of Sunkosi Municipality 7. Kharka died after the ambulance crashed into a house on the side of the road. The Department of Passport under the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is to provide services even on Sunday. The department made this decision on Wednesday in line with the government's policies and programs of providing electronic passports in an easy manner. The department said today that it will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday every week from this May 29 until alternative arrangement is made. It will be providing the passport related services during that time to the service seekers who have applied for passport and booked the date and time of the day concerned. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. The division said light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province 1 and Bagmati Province and at one or two places in the hilly region of the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Ukraine says Russian forces have attacked more than 40 towns in the eastern Donetsk and Luhansk region. It adds that 5 civilians died, 12 were wounded, and 47 civilian sites were destroyed or damaged as a result. Ukraine's President Zelensky compares veteran U.S. stateman Henry Kissinger to those who appeared Nazis after he called for compromise. Russia's President Putin has signed a decree making it easier for Ukrainians in occupied areas to become Russian citizens. Russia has scrapped the upper age limit for contractual service in the military. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has insisted he will remain as Prime Minister despite the bitter and painful judgment of a report into parties held in Downing Street during COVID restrictions. Excessive drinking, mistreatment of cleaners and security staff and COVID rule breaking were highlighted in civil servant Sue Gray's report. She said the leaders in number 10 must bear responsibility for its culture. Some opponents have repeated their calls for Johnson to quit. Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer had earlier called on Conservative MPs to remove him, saying it was time for Johnson to pack his bags. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Both houses of Federal Parliament begin deliberations on government's policies and programs. Election Commission unveils final election results of 749 local levels and UK Prime Minister says he will not resign over party's report. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.